Welcome to an exciting presentation of your F-Stop Guide to Fitness, 24 surprising health benefits of digital photography. Turn your digital camera into a fat-burning, mind-building, health-fortifying fitness machine and never break a sweat. This is Robert Schwarzschrauber, the Shutterbug Shaman, inviting you to listen close. There is a hidden power of digital photography that enables individuals to dramatically improve their mind, their body, and their spirit while doing something fun. My goal in this audio program is to reveal that power to you, to take you behind the curtain and show you how changing from film to digital has made all this possible. Ultimately, my goal is to show you how you can use this power to create dramatic improvements in your own life, like so many others have already. If you ever dreamed you could do more, have more, be more, listen through to the end and you'll know how. If you've been plagued with physical or mental challenges and are looking for an alternative to traditional medicine, you may find surprising relief in the news presented here. I must caution you, though, this is not a program to be merely listened to, but to be put into use. Knowledge without action is nothing more than entertainment. True change requires both knowledge and action. I hope you will use this audio program to put the full life-changing power of digital photography to work in your life, and to introduce those powers to everyone you love. The information in this program has been uncovered and compiled from actual photographers, mostly amateur, some professional. These firsthand accounts and survey results represent years of rewarding, yet painstaking, methodical research. Since the whole idea for this audio program was based on the surprising results I got in a survey of photographers, let's start with that. My recent survey of 100 photographers, mostly amateur, offer some amazing insights into health benefits not normally associated with photography. For instance, 3 out of 4 people in the survey indicated that photography made them more active each week. As any doctor will tell you, activity is good for your health. The sedentary life leads to disease. All of the survey participants said that photography stimulates their mind. Half stated it made them feel more focused, alive, and creative. Your mind needs as much exercise as your body to stay healthy. Photography supplies your RDA of stimulus. 82% in the survey found the ability to sustain high levels of concentration while taking photos. That's not an easy task in today's hurry-up era of infinite distractions. Concentration or focus are serious problems in today's technology-driven society. 93 people out of 100 reported that photography made them feel good about themselves. It boosted their self-esteem. Many young people, and especially women, struggle with self-esteem issues. Photography is an unusual but simple and effective way to begin feeling better about yourself. 8 out of 10 in the survey said photography lifts their mental state daily. It makes them feel good. More than half the people in the survey said they felt more connected to the local community and the world. Their sense of contribution increased. 8 out of 10 reported that their involvement in photography had increased their contact with other people. If you often feel isolated, lonely, or left out, photography is a great way to meet new people and make new friends. Here's what I thought was great. The majority of participants in the study indicated they were involved in photography just for fun, deriving no income from their photos. They got involved to have fun, and they got all these other free health benefits just for being involved. Here's a nice surprise. You don't have to be a superstar photographer to get results. Even though half the people in the survey indicated that others showed little or no interest in their photos, these people still reported feeling all of photography's positive benefits. That's great news. It means that regardless of whether anybody else likes your photos or not, it's the act of taking them that provides the most benefit anyway. When asked to reveal in their own words the benefits they enjoyed from photography, here's what the survey participants said. Connecting with nice people. Relaxation. Reduced stress. Creativity. Extra income. Greater appreciation of the world. Help people preserve memories. Make people happy. Get out of the house. Meet new people. Nostalgia. It makes me feel better. Now be honest, I'll bet you found more than a few surprises so far. I know I certainly did. Who knew digital photography could have such a profound impact on people's lives? That survey really opened my eyes. I couldn't stop thinking about it once I read the results. Mostly because I knew they were all true. I had experienced every one of them in my own life. I have to be honest with you. I'm always skeptical when I read or hear claims. Until I experience them in my own life, I always have this voice in my head that says, yeah, maybe it worked for you, but I'd have to see it myself to believe it. Well, I can't show you results in this audio program. What I can do is share some of the success stories with you. And I'll start with my own because that's what got me started on this road in the first place. I call my story, The Middle-Aged, Overweight Man Who Lost 10 Pounds and Found a Profitable Career Path, all because of his camera. This story is more personal than all the others I'll share, obviously because it's about me. I could see the big 5-0 looming large on the horizon. I wasn't particularly happy with my job situation. It was a job I had held for most of the previous 20 years. Ironically, the company was now on the negative side of growth, just as my needs were beginning to focus on building retirement funds. It was decision time. The stress of my current situation, combined with a long, cold winter, to add a much undesired 10 pounds to my frame. Frustrated and fat, I knew I had to do something. That old phrase, do what you love and the money will follow, kept haunting me. So I decided to reconnect with my old passion for photography. Back in high school, I had my own darkroom set up in the basement. Pictures came on plastic strips called negatives back then. But I had heard good things about this new digital photography, so I thought I would give it a try. With great excitement, I bought a new Nikon D40. It was late March and still a bit chilly here, but I was determined to take photos in spite of the cold. My fingers often went numb as I pursued every cool photo I could find, but I would walk and walk and walk, looking for the next great shot. I found many. Lo and behold, after several weeks of this walking for 30 minutes to an hour, a couple days a week, I noticed my pants were a bit looser. And after a few more weeks, a bit looser still. Suddenly, I was 10 pounds lighter, and I had more energy. It had to be the photography walks. I hadn't changed anything else in my routine. Hey, this is cool, I thought. I'm doing something fun, something I'm eager to get out of bed to do. And I'm losing weight. Perfect. That's when I started wondering, what other health benefits could be found in this activity that's so much fun? So I decided to ask other photographers in a survey. Little did I know how far this path would take me. Photography literally changed my life. Here's another true story that really opens up your eyes to the possibilities. Baltimore detective injured on job discovers pain mask in Photoshop. Police detective Ken Driscoll, who was on the job since 1987, sustained multiple injuries when he fell 40 feet down a ravine while chasing a suspected carjacker on foot. His back was broken and required spinal fusion. He lost the use of his left leg and retains only partial use of his left hand and arm after the accident. Since that time, he has retired and been confined to a wheelchair with constant pain as his companion. But Ken has found an unlikely therapy. What is considered art or hobby by most has turned out to be Ken's best relief from the chronic pain of his injuries. Ken finds precious moments of relief from his suffering through photography and Photoshop editing. Armed with his trusty Nikon D5000, Ken now searches for great photo opportunities to fuel his passion for creating great art with Photoshop. Ken says, something like this, referring to Photoshop and specifically his master brushes from Kelby Training, is so helpful in trying to beat pain. As I paint, my mind is so busy, I can somewhat escape the pain. This helps better than anything I've ever done. Ken told me, if you suffer from chronic pain or any medical problems where therapy helps, buying just the Photoshop master brushes from Kelby Training to work on your digital photography will be one of the best investments you'll ever make. It totally focuses your brain to the exclusion of all other inputs, like pain. Whoever thought of digital photography and editing as a pain reliever? I'm so grateful to Ken for sharing that story with me. In fairness, I must share two stories from the ladies now. The emotional power of the last one will no doubt leave you all tingly inside. It's such an inspiration. First, though, Carolyn Jones, also known as the Gate Lady, has a great story, too. I call this one The Gate Lady Who Conquered Drugs, Alcohol, and Divorce from Behind the Lens. Carolyn C.J. Jones, a.k.a. The Gate Lady, found new life through photography after her divorce. She let photography open her heart to a better world. She found a purpose and passion that helped her not only heal from the stress of divorce, but from her drug and alcohol addictions as well. Her photography experience led her to write a book titled Opening the Gates of the Heart, A Journey of Healing. Carolyn shares her journey of discovery and healing through photography in her book. It offers inspiration and hope expressed through the beautiful photos and moving words she uses to describe her transformation. Carolyn's photo theme focused on gates she found across the land. To her, gates symbolized the power to be trapped or to be free. For her, they signified her new freedom. Carolyn found health, happiness, and an invigorating new passion for life when she discovered the hidden power of photography. She used photography to move on after a painful divorce. She used photography to overcome her addiction to drugs and alcohol. She used photography to be free. Digital photography allowed Carolyn to travel the country and write a book, to do interviews. And that's the kind of power I see repeated over and over again. It gave Carolyn a new lease on life, a better life. Whether or not you ever read her book, it's inspiring to know just how far digital photography can take you when the skills are properly applied. Finally, one of my favorite stories. Fishing Champ finds new angle. 2 years ago, Marcia Rubin had cervical disc surgery to deal with the herniated disc she got after a car accident. A horrible complication during surgery left her with a paralyzed vocal cord. As a result, she was left without a voice. And I do mean no voice. Isn't that everyone's worst nightmare? To go in for elective surgery and come out with something worse? Can you imagine losing your voice? What would you do? It was horrible on every level imaginable, Marcia said. Especially awful, considering the fact that she made a nice income from traveling around the country giving fishing seminars. See, Marcia used to fish professionally in tournaments. She had a corporate sponsor, and she would travel around the country doing tournaments and giving seminars. And I even saw her do a TV news interview once. But now, she couldn't talk. She couldn't do seminars, and she couldn't do interviews. Her sponsor dropped her. Now, she had no voice and no income. And she couldn't talk. She lost a career that she loved, and she lost her income. Marcia was an energetic people person, and now she was suddenly isolated from the world around her, and she became deeply depressed. But then she remembered. About a month before her surgery, a very close friend had given her a camera for her birthday. Little did her friend know exactly how much of an impact that little camera would have on her life. Marcia told me, "Photography combined with my passion for the outdoors pushed me to get outside when all I wanted to do was crawl inside the voiceless little cave that had become my life. My camera gave me a way to express myself in a different way. Without that outlet, I think I would have burst. It brought me life, fresh air, wonders of nature, and renewed physical health. My photography gave me a reason to get out of bed each day. It distracted me from my personal struggles. It served and continued to serve as a great artistic outlet. I can honestly say that photography saved my life," Marcia said. "It got me through the roughest 2 years of my life. After 3 surgeries and a permanent vocal fold implant, Marcia does have her voice back now. It's not perfect," Marcia says, "but it is a voice, and for that, I'm so grateful." Here's more information that Marcia shared with me in conversation. She's such a dynamic, energetic speaker with a lovely voice now. In sharing these words with you, I can't possibly do justice to her passion for life and photography. Marcia says, "I see beauty in just about everything. I love old barns, dilapidated buildings, nature, wildlife, mushrooms, macro, and so much more. I particularly love the post-processing aspect. You could say I paint on top of my pictures. I take perfection and perfect it with Photoshop." She goes on to say, "I'm taking photos just about every day now. Sometimes it's just a walk in the woods behind my house. Other times it's a whole day of driving in rural areas." In the world of professional fishing, she says, "You're considered professional if you derive the majority of your income from fishing. Right now, I consider myself a professional photographer in training. I have a few different outlets online where I sell my photographs. I also create fishing, boating, and hunting graphics for t-shirts and other items, and sell those online too. She was preparing for a gallery showing when I last spoke with her. She said, "Thanks so much, Robert, for giving me the opportunity to share my story. This is one story of my life that I had kept pretty private, but at this point, I'm ready to tell the world. Thank you, Marcia. Your inspiring story shows you really can change your life in a flash with photography." I hope you enjoyed these amazing true stories that show the power digital photography has to improve your physical and mental well-being. I wish I could share more stories with you, but we have so much more to cover. What I will do next is give you an A to Z guide to all the amazing health benefits you will find when you decide to get behind the lens and use digital photography to improve your life. Without further ado, let's get to the 24 surprising health benefits of digital photography. For your convenience and later reference, I'll list them in alphabetical order. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Regular brain stimulus and challenge has been shown to slow or delay the effects of this insidious disease, since photography requires constant thought, problem solving, and exposure to new situations. It may be a great strategy for keeping your brain healthy. Boredom. Hypochondria and social misdirection are often due to lack of purpose or direction. Photography offers a creative outlet that provides physical activity, positive social interaction, fun, and personal achievement. Number 3, circulation. Increased physical activity, especially walking, stimulates blood flow and delivery of essential nutrients and oxygen to vital organs, including your skin. A proper PhotoFit regimen is great for increasing circulation. Your photography instructor can help you create a program to maximize the full fitness potential of photography. Number 4, diabetes. Regular increased physical activity helps to balance blood sugar levels and increase metabolism. The American Diabetes Association recommends building up to 30 minutes of exercise per day, 5 days a week. Most folks will easily tire of that. But it's a whole other story when you have a camera in your hand. With your camera, you turn an otherwise boring routine into an adventure, a treasure hunt for new and exciting photo opportunities. Number 5, energy. A body in motion tends to stay in motion. Normal exercise routines tend to be boring and lack immediate gratification. Photography gets you eager and excited to move and lets you go home with photos to show. Once you get moving, your energy levels will rise. You don't wait for energy to move. You move to get energy. Number 6, fatigue. Many people feel they are just too tired. They lack the energy to get moving. However, unless you have an underlying physical ailment that doctors can diagnose, it's more likely you have no energy because you don't get moving. Motion comes first, and then we get the energy to do more. Get moving to get energy. That's exactly what Marcia did. Number 7, gastrointestinal upset. A photo walk is good for your digestion because it gets your body moving, twisting, and bending, all which help to move waste material along. Stress is also a factor in many upset stomachs. Photography provides a relaxing, de-stressing activity that can help put your mind and body at ease. Number 8, your heart. The increased heart rate provided by a moderate exercise, like taking a photo walk, improves your circulation, increases the flow of nutrients to your cells, and helps oxygenate your blood cells. All good things for your heart. Number 9, insomnia. Fresh air, a long walk, a relaxing outdoor environment. The mental and physical stimulation of a good photo walk will help you get a good night's sleep every time. Number 10, joint pain. Doctors will tell you that staying physically active is an important part of managing arthritis. In fact, according to a study of adults with arthritis over the age of 65, a lack of regular, vigorous physical activity doubled the risk of functional decline. In other words, the less physically active the participants were, the more likely they were to become permanently disabled. Photography provides a great low-stress way to keep your body in motion. Number 11, kinesthetic. Photography as a mind-body exercise stimulates learning through feelings such as a sense of body position, muscle movement, and weight is felt through nerve endings. Photography helps you become more in tune with your body and its relation to the world around you. Number 12, lower back pain. An orthopedic physician or chiropractor will tell you that a good deal of lower back pain is caused by tightness in your hamstrings, the muscles on the back of your leg. Routine stretching of your hamstrings through the walking and stretching and bending of photography can help relieve or prevent many lower back pain symptoms. Number 13, memory loss. Scientific studies have shown that memory loss is not something you must accept as an inevitable part of aging. Barring illness or disease, the brain is very capable of continuing to grow and create new synapses or pathways well into your golden years. You simply must determine if you will have a trained memory or an untrained one. Photography provides ample stimulation to keep your brain challenged, alert, and operating at full power. Plus, the photos you take now act as great memory cues later to help you remember events as you get older. Your photos also become a legacy you can leave to your children, the story of your life. You'll never be forgotten. Number 14, neurosis. Symptoms of anxiety and depression can often be mitigated through exercise and stimulus, like taking a photo walk. Osteoporosis, number 15. Regular exercise is an important component in the prevention of this disease, which weakens your bones. Photo walks provide a perfect, low-stress, full-body range of motion that helps maintain bone mass and strength. Number 16, obesity. It's one of the greatest medical challenges of our time. Fortunately, regular walking and full-body motion of photography provides a great, fun way to burn calories. Many get stuck or fail to exercise regularly because, frankly, most exercises are just not fun. Photography gives you an opportunity to walk, to get fresh air, see beautiful surroundings, relax, focus beyond your body, and then to actually come home with immediate benefits. You come home with great photos to share with your family or friends. This keeps you eager to go out again, too. You'll forget that you're even exercising and the pounds will melt away. I know they did for me. Number 17, pain management. Many types of pain and their frequency can be reduced or eliminated by regular exercise. Because photography gives you that distracting something to do, you're more likely to keep up a schedule of regular exercise, which in turn will help eliminate the underlying cause of your pain. At the other end of the spectrum, severe or chronic pain often cannot be eliminated, even by drugs. However, studies have shown that even severe pain can be eliminated or significantly reduced by concentrating our focus on an activity that requires the full attention of our brain. Photoshop editing or artistic creation is an activity that requires strong enough focus that it can provide a much-needed temporary relief from severe pain. Ken's story shows just how powerful this can be. Number 18, qualms. Qualms are an uneasy feeling that one is not following his or her own better judgment or conscience. Like you know you should be doing something to improve your health, but you're not. Have no qualms about photography. It can help. Photography can help increase your confidence and self-esteem. This was clearly documented in the survey results. Number 19, relaxation. It's a strange paradox that by taking time to relax, we can actually be more productive at work. Combine this with the health benefits of reduced stress and improved self-esteem, and your photo walks let you accomplish several important goals all at the same time, all while having fun. Number 20, reduced stress. Photography allows you to engage both your physical and mental faculties on an activity that is fun and fulfilling. The more you can train yourself towards concentrated focus on just one thing, the less stress you will feel. The camera's viewfinder easily gets this done. Doctors also recognize that regular physical activity, like a regular photo walk, lead to reduced stress levels. Number 19, therapy. Photography is a great physical therapy and a great mental therapy, all wrapped into one fun activity. Number 20, usefulness. A fair amount of depression, anxiety, poor self-esteem, and suicides are brought about because the person feels he or she is not a contributing member of society. Photography can reconnect you to the wonders of this world and the opportunity to share your work with others, even if you lack the artistic abilities to draw or paint. Many people who were frustrated artists previously, folks who couldn't draw or paint, found that a camera is the best tool for them. The digital photos provide the base, the raw material. Then they use Photoshop or similar programs to add their own creative artistic flair. Number 21, variety. We all hate change, but crave variety. When you use photography as a motivating force that drives you out to walk, your brain begins to automatically search for what's unique, out of the ordinary, or extreme. In other words, it automatically seeks out and shows us variety. This gives us a better perspective and a healthier, more positive attitude throughout the day. Number 22, weight loss. Everyone knows that regular walking is great for losing weight. What we lack is the motivation to do it. Having a secondary purpose, getting great photos, is an immediate result. We get photos to share. It helps keep us motivated and excited to get our butts out the door like we know we should. Number 23, youthful skin. Regular exercise helps hydrate your skin for a healthier, more youthful appearance. Healthier skin means you'll be looking better in pictures of you, too. Number 24, Z. For Z, all I can tell you is the zen-like feeling you get when looking through the lens. You are so focused on creating a great shot that all exterior noise is silenced and all external visual input is blocked. You see only through the lens, and your concentration is so complete that it blocks out every other thought or problem that you had. The more you get out and take photographs, the more refreshed and revitalized you become, all without drugs or bulky fitness machines. In fact, I call the digital camera the perfect handheld total mind-body fitness machine. I should make clear at this point that I'm not a medical doctor, nor have I ever played one on TV. The FCC requires that I tell you that listeners are strongly cautioned to seek the advice of a competent physician before beginning any fitness routine, and especially before making any changes in current medication or treatments. All of the findings I just listed are based on my own non-medical research into the hidden powers of digital photography, with all specific results backed by actual case histories and survey respondents. But you don't have to take my word for it. Listen to what Dr. Charles Rapp discovered in this true story titled, Mental Patients Sent Home on the Camera Never Returned to the Hospital Until a Subsequent Death from Pneumonia 20 Years Later. Here's one of the most inspiring stories I found early on. It was described in the book The Strengths Model by Dr. Charles A. Rapp. In the section titled Talents and Skills on page 95, Dr. Rapp told of a man who was chronically hospitalized with mental and physical abnormalities. He described how when this man was directed to pursue his passion for photography, they gave him a camera, and even though his photos never sold anywhere, he was released within 2 months from the hospital with a clean bill of health. Even more compelling was the fact that he never again returned to the hospital, not once in the subsequent 20 years prior to his death from pneumonia. Merely pursuing a hobby that interested him, photography in particular, was enough to set this man on a course to a long and healthy life. Anyone interested in photography can tell you there's a calming effect of searching for and always finding the beauty in this world. Any photographer will tell you of the zen-like focus of attention one comes to when consumed with creating an image. You block out all other problems and concerns in your life. You cannot consciously hear the sounds around you. You cannot see distractions beyond the viewfinder. You are consumed by the scene you hope to capture, to the exclusion of all else. Photography can have an amazing effect on your body and your mind. I recently had the privilege to interview psychologist Dr. Lisa Renee Reynolds. She's a respected professor, author, and expert marital counselor and family counselor. I talked with her at length about how photography helps families going through divorce. I don't have space on this program to share that interview with you, but you can listen to the full and revealing interview free on my website at shutterbugshaman.com. What I want you to know is that medical evidence backs what I'm telling you. I have to admit, I'm somewhat of a pioneer in putting all the pieces together and bringing the important news of the health benefits of photography to light. But all the evidence presented here is based on medical and psychological information already put forth by doctors certified in their field. What I found in my research was that there are three new digital technologies that make all this possible. Three changes from the old film technology that makes this new health phenomenon possible. I call it the Healthy Photographer's Trilogy. In my studies, digital photography offered the most benefit when three new digital technologies were combined. They are the digital camera, used for physical health and collecting raw materials like photographs. Second was the computer. It provided the mental stimulation through editing photos. Third was the internet. It perpetuated the process through social interaction. Since it all begins with a camera in your hand, let's discuss digital cameras now. What kind of camera do you use? Modern digital cameras fall into three basic categories now. And while all three camera styles can offer health benefits, one style provides far more benefits than the other two. At the low end of the photo quality scale, you have camera phones. By the sheer number of cell phones out there, this camera style might be the one most often used now. But that activity is really called snapshots or picture taking. True photography involves a bit more than just capturing the scene in front of you. A little higher up in quality level, you have the point-and-shoot cameras like the Nikon Coolpix, for example. These small pocket-sized cameras don't offer a lot of creative features, but they are designed for simplicity and let you basically capture the scene in front of you. They're easy to carry and always ready to capture the great shots as you find them. Finally, you have the highest quality camera segment, the DSLR, or Digital Single Lens Reflex Camera. This camera allows you to be more creative, and for that reason, it's a camera we recommend if your goal is to really see life improvement through photography. This is the camera that lets you change lenses. For instance, you can add a really long telephoto lens to let you see things far away. You can turn any camera into a health and fitness tool, but almost all the best results in my survey came from people who used a DSLR and understood its creative power. I bet a lot of you are thinking now, oh great, I need to buy an expensive camera now to get results. Fear not. Good photo equipment used to be very expensive, thousands of dollars for a good camera, but not so today. Technology has improved so much that anyone can get a great DSLR for less than you'd spend on a boring high-end treadmill or elliptical machine. Why walk in place staring at the wall when there's a whole world out there to see, to explore and capture and share? The best thing you can do is go down to your local camera store and let them show you all the exciting new digital camera options and features. Tell them what you want to do and let them guide you on the best camera. Use their expertise to find a camera that's just right for you. You can spend $5,000 on a new DSLR, but it's certainly not necessary. You get all the benefits you need from one that costs 1/10 that amount or less. And really, for our purposes, a big bulky $5,000 camera would actually be a bad investment. Who wants to walk around with that? Look for something of good quality, not too big and not too heavy. It's kind of like buying a laptop computer in that regard. Okay, so we know we need a camera to get started. Then what do? Ideally, you want to know as much about your camera as you can, and you want to know how to take good pictures. There are plenty of resources available, starting with your camera manual. You can also go to your local public library for some books on photography. The internet offers many possibilities as well, but you can really waste a lot of time here, with millions of websites offering you all manner of information, good and bad. Sifting through it all consumes time better spent on actually taking photographs. The best thing you can do to get active fast in your photography is take a class offered by a professional photographer. There's just nothing like hands-on training to get up to speed fast. Classroom interaction with other photographers also provides great motivation for you to stay active once you start. Where a book might tell you the elements of a good photograph, a teacher can show you. He or she can show you how to move your body to get the best photos, which, coincidentally, also happens to be the best way to get maximum physical fitness benefits from your photo taking. You'll absolutely get the fastest and best results by enrolling in a photography class and staying active in the group. Another great thing about a photography class is that you can also get training at the same time on digital photo editing. From a mental health standpoint, digital photo editing really packs a powerful health punch. Both Ken and Marcia from the previous stories found Photoshop to be an amazing therapeutic aid. I too must admit that a great deal of my photo taking has done to fuel the Photoshop creative machine. I love adding my own artistic style, and truth be told, when Photoshop has your back, you can get by taking not-so-good photos at the start, because Photoshop can turn those so-so photos into some truly amazing artwork. Once you get some training, though, and get good at both photography and Photoshop, which really doesn't take very long at all, the sky's the limit for you. Not only will you be getting great health benefits, but you'll be in a position to start selling your photos for real cash if you want. Then, you'll be getting financial benefits as well. And that will really make you feel good. I know it did me. So how can you make money with your photography? There's about 100 ways, but let me name just a few. Microstock photo sites like Dreamstime. You could sell pictures of the most ordinary things on the internet. Food, curtains, a pen and paper, a cell phone. These are all photos currently earning their creators a consistent and recurring income from a photo they took just once. There's photo contests. There are tons of websites running regular photo contests online. Some offer publicity for your photos, some offer free prints, and some offer cash or other physical prizes. Some offer nothing more than the satisfaction of knowing you were chosen over your peers. I've won international photo contests with and without physical prizes, and I can tell you for a fact that just being acknowledged as good is sufficient reward for anyone. Think back to the last time you were chosen as best at anything. Felt good, right? Photography gives you opportunity each week to shine and be the chosen one. Do you like pets? Pet portraits have become almost as popular as people portraits. You could create and publish your own book of photos, just like Carolyn Jones did. Books that center on one theme tend to be most popular. Carolyn's was Gates. Maybe you have a hobby that would lend itself well to this, like model trains or woodcrafts or quilting. Maybe a particular sport. I did a book once on Legos called Building Blocks of Prosperity. You could create your own line of greeting cards. You could create design graphics like Marcia does. The list of personalized craft items you could create and sell is practically endless. Just look on Etsy and you'll see all kinds of things you could do. There are huge opportunities for selling photos. Just look around at all the photos you see every day. Someone had to take them, and someone had to buy them. And there's always demand for new ones. Obviously, selling photos is a subject that far exceeds the time we have here, but I thought it was important to mention, mostly because I know that our physical and mental health, while not dependent upon, they are tied to our financial situation. While it may be true that money does not buy happiness, it is also true that those who are the healthiest and wealthiest tend to live longer. So why not let your photography help you make some money if it can, while it's helping you live longer? Okay, if you like what you've heard so far, you're probably filled with excitement that an activity like photography can be so helpful and fun. But you may need a bit of guidance on how to get moving, how to take that next step. For most people, a checklist provides an organized, orderly way to ensure that you get started. There's something about checking off boxes as we complete the task that keeps us motivated, confident, and moving forward. Here, then, are five action steps to get you moving. A camera. If you have a digital camera, great. You can use any digital camera to begin, but ideally, you'll use a DSLR for maximum benefit. Stop by your local camera store and try one out. You can also rent one online for a short trial if you really can't decide. Training. Consider taking a photography class in your area. Nothing beats hands-on, one-on-one training from a professional. I'd love to help you myself, but unless you live in Buffalo, New York, you're out of luck. Unless you want to fly me in for some personal training. I love to travel, so if you have the money, I have the time. But there are so many great photographers who can teach you right in your own area. Ideally, you'll choose one that is a certified photo fitness trainer. That way, you'll be sure to get great photo instruction and the techniques that maximize the health benefits of photography, too. You'll also need a location. Scout online, or drive around town or just outside the city limits to look for some good areas where you might enjoy taking photo walks on a regular basis. Next, photo editing. Check out some photo editing programs like Photoshop. There's a free trial online available. There's also Picasa, which is totally free to use, P-I-C-A-S-S-A. There's also GIMP, G-I-M-P, which is also free to use. Ultimately, Photoshop will offer the most opportunities for creativity, but feel free to try the free ones to get started. GIMP is more like Photoshop than Picasa, but Picasa is easier to use. Get some Photoshop training if needed, because that is a skill that can serve so many purposes once you see how to use it. Consider buying a learning aid like Photoshop recipe cards that offer step-by-step simple tutorials. These cards have helped people all over the world use Photoshop, and I'm sure they can help you too. They're at PhotoshopTipCards.com. They cost less than $20, and it's a great Photoshop education. Also, surf online. Search for a fun, free online photo contest to help you get motivated. Search photography forums and blogs. Sign up for todaysphoto.org to see great photo samples every day. Consider starting your own Facebook page and invite friends to view your photos, or join another photo group already in progress. The most important thing to do is act. You see how making photography a regular part of your life can add fun and health and adventure to your life. I urge you to get started today. In The Strangest Secret, Earl Nightingale, co-founder of the Nightingale Conan Corporation and creator of the first best-selling recorded talk presentation, stated that the people who live the longest are the people with something to do. He made that recording back in the 1960s, I believe, long before science had compiled specific evidence to support his claim. Staying physically active, having mental hope and excitement for tomorrow are all key elements that contribute to a longer life and a life well lived. Fortunately, photographer will cover all those bases, no matter what your age. But knowing these facts won't do you any good until you put them into action. Review the checklist and start right in at number one. Then keep on moving down the list until you've completed them all. Here's another fact that might help you get started. Actuary tables confirm that as a group, creative people not only live longer, but remain more productive longer than non-creatives. Michelangelo did some of his best painting when past 80. Goethe wrote Faust when he was past 80. Edison was still inventing at 90. Picasso dominated the art world past 75. Wright was considered one of the most creative architects at 90. Shaw still wrote plays at 90. Dr. Ian Cornes reports that it has now been found that people with no stimulating leisure activities and who are couch potatoes instead are nearly four times more likely to develop dementia compared to those people who have leisure stimuli and do not waste hours in front of the TV. Intellectually stimulating leisure activities have a protective effect for the brain and its capabilities. So don't be a couch potato. The stakes are too high. No pun intended. If you want to live a long and healthy life, you have to get moving. It's not an option. Fortunately, photography offers you an incredibly fun way to get fit mentally and physically. Walking becomes an adventure, a hunt for great photos when you have your camera in hand. Imagine how many more calories you'll burn when you squat down to get the best view of your subject. Wait. You don't have to imagine. I'll tell you. Squatting burns three times as many calories as walking. What a great way to turbocharge your so-called workout. Not only is photography a great cardiovascular activity, but it builds strength too, especially leg strength. That's vitally important for baby boomers. Senior options are severely limited once leg strength is lost. Lack of mobility leads to a host of other serious and potentially life-threatening health problems. Squatting burns three times as many calories as walking and promotes leg strength, bone mass retention, circulation, and balance to help keep your legs strong. Walk and squat. Move it or lose it, as they say. I can't stress enough how important walking is for your health. Walking is a great way to maintain all the key components of health. It's good for your cardiovascular system, great for your digestion, an excellent way to maintain muscle and bone mass, great for circulation, and increased oxygen levels. Plus, it helps clear your mind. We all know that walking is good. Doctors have been telling us that for years. Problem is, walking on its own is just plain boring. Adding photography helps keep your interest level high. You're excited to go for a walk, excited to find that next picture treasure. Life becomes an adventure with photography. I urge you to join us now in search of great photos and great health. You got the CD for a reason, whether it was to lose weight or feel great. Whether you wanted to eliminate pain or create muscle gain. Maybe you wanted to find new friends or be more confident. Maybe you're bored and looking to add some excitement and adventure to your life. I can tell you for a fact, you'll find all that and more in photography. But only if you get started. Only if you add your name to the growing list of people finding hope and solution through photography. People like myself, and Marcia, and Ken, and Carolyn, or the 100 other folks who completed the survey, or the millions who just go about it doing it quietly, privately every day. You can join us, right now. Sign up for classes in your area. And when you get started, send me a photo from wherever you are, and I'll send you one too. It's always nice to travel with others on the road to better health. This is Robert Schwarztrauber, the Shutterbug Shaman, saying thank you and goodbye for now. Get started with photography today. Your life may depend upon it. You can contact me with photos or any questions you may have at robert@shutterbugshaman.com. Please be patient, though. I do answer each and every bit of mail personally and try to do it the same day, but when volume is especially high, it may take me a day or so to reply. More information on improving your health and wellness can also be found at my website, shutterbugshaman.com.